AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. What was Hurricane Hermine is lingering offshore in the Atlantic Ocean. It's not expected to come back on land, but it's kicking up enough dangerous waves and rip currents to ruin vacationers' Labor Day at East Coast beaches. Meteorologist Dennis Felchin.
Hermine is meandering now off the northeast coast of the United States. It's centered about 310 miles south-southeast of the eastern tip of Long Island, moving very slowly to the east-northeast at only about 5 miles per hour.
This shop owner in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, has noticed a drop-off in visitors.
It's a regular weekend, maybe, but it's definitely not as busy as it should be.
Reports out of Syria say at least a dozen people have been killed in a string of bombings inside government territory. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the blasts. This happened as the United States and Russia agreed to keep alive negotiations to end the bloodshed between U.S.-backed rebels and Syria's Russian-aligned regime. AP correspondent Josh Letterman reports from the scene of the G20 summit in China.
Negotiations between the U.S. and Russia have been going on for weeks to try to end the violence in Syria, but they've really picked up in the past few days here in China. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart Sergey Lavrov have been trying to hammer out a deal, but they have been unable to get there so far.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are making competing Labor Day pitches in Ohio. The Republican businessman and running mate Mike Pence will attend a morning roundtable discussion with union members in Cleveland. The Democratic nominee will be there for a Labor Day festival with union workers. Another athlete has taken to one knee instead of standing during the national anthem. U.S. soccer star Megan Rapinoe copied NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick's move before the Seattle Reigns game last night against the Chicago Red Stars. This is AP Radio News. New York City police are taking major precautions to ensure public safety at a carnival celebrating Caribbean culture that's been held before dawn each Labor Day.
After an aide to New York's governor was killed by a stray bullet at last year's Juvet celebration, authorities are taking unprecedented steps. Traditionally held largely in the dark, this year's Juvet will be illuminated by 200 light towers. Police plan to double the number of officers patrolling the neighborhood, and the department has added 42 new security cameras to watch over an estimated 250,000 revelers. Police and community groups are distributing flyers with a blunt message. This community will no longer tolerate this violence. Do not shoot anyone. Do not stab anyone, the leaflets say. Martin DeCaro, New York.
Last surviving founding member of the Weavers has died. Fred Hellerman died at his home in Connecticut. He was 89. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.